Let's talk about being prepared. Friends, at any moment, somewhere around the world, the next shoe is going to drop and all hell's going to break loose. Are you ready? What if there are sudden food shortages that last for weeks or months? Do you have enough food on hand to feed your family when grocery store shelves are completely empty? If not, you need to prepare with preparewithx22.com. You'll find a special offer from My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest preparedness company with millions of families already protected. They're slashing $100 off their four-week emergency food kit, which is the minimum each member of your family should have. This kit provides delicious, easy-to-make breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, and snacks for 4 weeks per person. These four-week food kits are in stock and ready to go. You're not only going to save $100, but your order ships fast and free and arrives in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to preparewithx22.com. Those who know what's coming are using today to prepare. Are you? Preparewithx22.com. Let's talk about our health. If you started to notice an increase in the appearance of wrinkles, fine lines, bags under your eyes, or other usual signs of aging, it might be more than just stress from the new year. Your collagen levels could be low. As you've gotten older, you may have also found that your nails are more brittle, your hair is thinner, and skin isn't as strong, which can all be related to declining collagen production. My skin has once again regained its youthful glow, hydration, and elasticity by taking multi-collagen. I want you to try it as well and experience the amazing effects it had on me. Get a bag for 51% off, plus receive several free bonuses before their new year sale ends by going to healthwithx22.com. That is healthwithx22.com, and get ready to look your best this new year. Let's talk about protecting your wealth. Noble Gold Investments is pleased to let you know that gold is the best investment class for 2022. According to longtermtrends.net, gold has actually outperformed the S&P 500, Dow, and Bitcoin for 2022. So what are you waiting for? Open a gold IRA or a silver RRA with Noble Gold Investments this month and receive a free quarter ounce American Gold Eagle coin with every qualified RRA of $50,000. Can't go wrong with Noble Gold Investments and their thousands of five-star reviews. To get started, go to x22gold.com. That is x22gold.com. Remember, there's always a risk of loss, and past performance is not indicative of future results. Let's talk about our health. A recent survey reveals that if your New Year resolutions revolve around weight loss, half of all Americans are with you. One of the easiest ways I recommend jumpstarting your New Year's resolution is with the amazing keto powder. This substance helps you tap into many of the weight management benefits of being in ketosis, even without the need for extra carb restrictions or having to go through the infamous keto flu. I want you to try it as well and experience the amazing effects it had on me. Get a bag today for 51% off, plus receive several free bonuses before the new year sales ends by going to ketowithx22.com. That's ketowithx22.com, or simply click the link in the description box down below and get ready to look your best this new year. Hi, and welcome. You're listening to the X22 Report. My name is Dave, and this episode 2964, and today's date is January 4th, 2023, and the title of the episode is Trump Just Flexed His Muscle. It's all about control. Watch what happens next. Let's get right into the economic collapse news. Now, the deep state, the corrupt politicians, the private West Central Bank, the World Economic Forum, their entire push to bring us into the Great Reset, the Green New Deal, well, that is going to be a dead end. I do believe Trump, at the very, very beginning, he knew exactly what their playbook was going to be. He knew exactly what they were going to push, and he allowed the enemy to do what they do best, destroy themselves. Because how do you get an enemy to destroy themselves? They need to expose themselves. They need to show everyone what their true intentions are, what their plan is going to be. And yes, this would have worked. Their entire plan, I'm talking about the Green New Deal, the Great Reset. It would have worked if we had some type of cover story, if there was truly a pandemic, if the global economic system was completely shut down, if we're in a major war. Yes, their plan would have worked flawlessly, just like that it has worked in the past. But this time around, Trump countered all of these different things. They don't have the cover story. And every time they push a little bit to bring us into the Green New Deal, push us a little bit to bring us into the Great Reset, the people are waking up. The people are waking up when the economy completely implodes. The people wake up when they lose their jobs. The people wake up when they can't afford to live. The people wake up when they had enough. And this is what the economy does. It brings people together. Now, does it bring people together at the same exact time? No, because everyone's at a different income bracket. And everyone feels the effect of the economy differently at different times. Now, the lower middle class, they're going to feel it right in the beginning with inflation, because as soon as fuel prices move up and as soon as inflation moves up, people who aren't making that much money, they feel it right at the start. Then as this continues, more and more people see. Now, there might be certain individuals in the middle to upper middle class that aren't really feeling the inflation. They know about the inflation. They know about the fuel costs. But they're saying, you know something, I still can get by. Now, remember, these individuals, they might have high-paying jobs. They might have a great job. And not wishing this upon anyone, the person might get laid off. And the person then all of a sudden wakes up and says, whoa, what's going on here? I got laid off. My friend got laid off. We can't find jobs. There's a problem. Everyone reaches the precipice at a certain point. And I do believe as the deep state, as the corrupt politicians, the private West Central Bank, the World Economic Forum, as they continually push forward with their plan, this is what people are going to experience. And I do believe Trump, he set traps along the way. Now, remember, the deep state, the World Economic Forum, the private West Central Bank, they were going to bring this economy down no matter what. Remember, we're playing in their system. They control the system that you're operating in. So they were going to do this no matter what. And they were going to try to do this, of course, with the cover story. Trump ripped away the cover story, lifted the veil, so everyone can see what's going on. This way you can make a logical decision. I do believe through the polls and everything that we're seeing today, people now understand who's accountable and who's causing all of this. But if you look at the Green New Deal is completely falling apart. Everything that they pushed, people are starting to realize that it's a complete and utter lie. And people are starting to realize we don't need to go into their Green New Deal. We don't need to have a carbon tax. We don't need to be controlled like this. Actually, the latest information came out from Bjorn Lomborg on Twitter, and he says the following. The risk of dying from climate-related disasters has declined precipitously. As the global population quadrupled over the century, the risk declined by 99% from the 1920s to 2010s, a spectacular 99.4% reduction from 1920s to 2022. So when you look at the graph and you look at all the climate-related deaths, they've been dropping over time. Then he says, it is well known that climate-related deaths are declining for almost all categories for both rich and poor countries because the higher wealth. Shouldn't we be told, rather than reporting on individual events designed to scare kids and adults alike? But you have to remember, this is what the deep state, the private West Central Bank, the World Economic Forum does. They use scare tactics to scare the people into doing things they want them to do. Remember, the fake news is part of their system. A lot of the social media platforms are part of their system. The people in Hollywood is part of their system. And when I say their system, yes, it includes the economy. Yes, it includes the central bank system. And this is what they do. They use fear tactics. Just go back to 1971. They were out there telling everyone there were speculators in the market. No, what was really happening is the country saw that the United States, the deep state players at the time, the central bank, they were printing like crazy because there was a war going on and they were not abiding by the peg to gold. So all of a sudden they saw, well, wait a minute, if you're continually printing money, that means the value of the currency is worth less. You remove the peg already. At this point, since the currency is devaluing, we want our gold back. And they started and the country said, we want our gold back. But guess what? The private West Central Bank here, the deep state players, they didn't want to give the gold back. So what did they do? They moved to remove us from the gold peg. And they made up the story that there's speculators in the market and this is just going to be temporary. And they scared the American people. This is exactly what they do every single time. They need some type of an event to usher in their solution. So what are they doing? They're creating an event right now. They're creating this climate change thing. It doesn't really exist. It's only in their minds. They're creating the idea that we're going to need central bank digital currency. That hasn't happened yet. They're probably going to use inflation, what's happening around the world, to say the only way to fight this off is to bring everyone into the central bank digital currency. Plus, we're going to have to control everyone with carbon taxes because of what's happening with the climate. And they need to create these type of events. This is why they're continually trying. This is why they had that girl going around in her pajamas telling everyone that the the world is coming to an end. This is why 60 Minutes had Ehrlich on saying, yes, we need depopulation. The climate is terrible. Oh, my God. We need to do all of these things. The earth, the population cannot be sustained. This is all being done to scare the people into moving into their solution. And this is exactly what they do. Now, Trump, the Patriots, they knew that they were going to follow this path. They knew that this is exactly what they're going to do. And they're allowing these individuals to destroy their own system. The optics are absolutely incredible. Allow the people to see everything. Allow the people to wake up. Allow the people to experience what they're trying to do. And as the people realize what's happening, the people are going to push back. And when you see the economy is not doing well. Actually, U.S. manufacturing cratered in December at the fastest rate since the pandemic began. So it's a complete and utter disaster. And remember, they need to do certain things just to keep certain things operational. Remember, if they weren't giving handouts to the lower class or the middle class individuals who are receiving food stamps to buy food, if they didn't do something to alter this somehow, some way, those individuals would realize there's something wrong. I mean, look what the Biden administration did. And Josh Nicosia put this out on Twitter. He said, the USDA pushed an increase in SNAP benefits without the required congressional review, adding $200 billion to the budget baseline over 10 years. So why did they do this? Because if they didn't, and I don't believe this is constitutional, if they didn't do this, those people on the lower end of the spectrum, of the income spectrum, they would notice very, very quickly something is wrong here, and they would revolt against the government. Remember, those people that are receiving assistance, they depend on the government. If the government is no longer paying these individuals and Congress is saying, listen, that's it, we're done, we don't have enough money, what do you think these people are going to do? You think the people are going to say, yes, oh, yes, we love the deep state. We love the central bank, the World Economic Forum. No, they're going to push back and say, whoa, what just happened here? We're not voting for you again. And this is why they do it. But you can see the people around this country, they are waking up. They realize that the economy is completely falling apart. And moving forward, they realize that the economy is not going to be getting any better. Gallup did a poll, and 79% of Americans, they predict that 2023 will deliver an economic difficulty. 65% said the Democrat fuel inflation will continue to increase and the stock market will continue to sink. 53% said unemployment will increase under Biden's leadership. A full 85% estimated 2023 will be a troubled year with much international discord. 90% said the same about domestic affairs. So the people, when they look at what's happening right now, they're completely realizing that the Biden administration, they are not working for the benefit of the people. The people realize that the economy is not doing well. It's not going to improve. It's going to get worse. And the people in the end are going to understand that, yes, it was the Biden administration, it was the puppet masters, the World Economic Forum, the private central bank that did all this. Now, as the economy continually implodes on itself, there's going to be more and more people that are waking up. The people are going to realize there is something wrong. And yes, they're going to go back to the Biden administration, going to go back to those people in Congress, say, listen, we need to do something here. The entire system's falling apart. My friend lost a job. My husband lost a job. My wife lost a job. Something is wrong. We can't make ends meet. Now, of course, what is the Biden administration going to do? Are they just going to create jobs? No, they're in the process of destroying the entire system. Why? Because they want to bring us into the Great Reset, the Green New Deal. They have an agenda. They want the fuel prices to go up. They want inflation to move up. They're already pushing all of this. They're not going to all of a sudden back up and say, okay, you know something? We're going to create incredible jobs. We're going to put all this to work. Now, the House, because the Patriots control the House, they might put forth legislation that says these are the solutions that we need to do. Now, once again, I do believe Trump is going to be coming out of the woodwork saying, listen, these are the things that Biden should do. He should extend the Trump tax cuts. Remember, Trump set up mini traps here. No matter which way Biden moves on this, it's going to be a complete and utter disaster for him. He's also going to say, listen, maybe we need to place additional tariffs on China. Maybe we need to open up the Keystone XL pipeline again. Maybe we should actually remove a lot of the regulations to make the country energy independent. And I do believe he's going to be coming up with many, many different solutions. And now, yes, the House, they might take those solutions and say, okay, let's vote on this. Now, remember, the Democrats, they control the Senate, and then we have Biden. So if they continually block all of this, what happens? The people see very, very clearly who's not helping and who is. Trump's coming up with the solutions. The House is pushing forth these solutions. Now, Biden, on the other hand, he might be saying, listen, those solutions are going to hurt the economy. We got to stick to what we're doing here. I need more money, because that's the only thing he wants is money. They want more and more money. Why? To money launder. They need to pay Ukraine. They need to pay a lot of people. Now, the omnibus bill, that's only going to last for a certain period of time. Yes, it sounds like a lot of money, but as these individuals continually want more to keep the status quo, they're going to want more and more and more and more. And this is going to be a complete and utter disaster for them. And the economic solutions that's being presented, he's most likely going to deny them. And the people are going to see very, very clearly that who's responsible for this. And this is going to be a complete and utter disaster in the end. And remember, the deep state, the World Economic Forum, the private central bank, their entire agenda is to have a controlled demolition, make it look like it's not them who's doing it. That's why they really wanted a cover story, because the Fed doesn't want all this coming back to them. And they're going to continue to do this to try to bring us into this new system. And yes, they're going to create these little mini events that we're seeing, and they're going to have a solution that's prepared and ready, because this is what they do when they try to move you into a new system. Now, I do believe Trump, the Patriots, they're going to be using this crisis, and Trump's going to be coming up with separate solutions that than what they're offering. And the people are going to say, that's interesting. Trump's coming up with this. They want central bank digital currency to control inflation. Well, that means they're going to control everything that we do. Trump might even mention maybe we need to go back to the gold standard. That would be very interesting, wouldn't it? But we're going to have to see how this plays out. But I do believe Trump and the Patriots, they know as we move down this path and the economy falls apart, he knows the playbook. So yes, he's going to counter everything that they're going to try to do. And he's going to use this crisis, and he's going to use it to push against them. And this is going to become very, very interesting, because in the end, the people, once they see this, once they understand this, once they're thinking logically, they're going to make the final decision of where all this goes. Let's talk about protecting your wealth. Noble Gold Investments is pleased to let you know that gold is the best investment class for 2022. According to longtermtrends.net, gold has actually outperformed the S&P 500, Dow, and Bitcoin for 2022. So what are you waiting for? Open a gold IRA or a silver RRA with Noble Gold Investments this month and receive a free quarter ounce American Gold Eagle coin with every qualified RRA of $50,000. Can't go wrong with Noble Gold Investments and their thousands of five-star reviews. To get started, go to x22gold.com. That is x22gold.com. Remember, there's always a risk. Risk of loss and past performance is not indicative of future results. Let's talk about our health. A recent survey reveals that if your New Year resolutions revolve around weight loss, half of all Americans are with you. One of the easiest ways I recommend jumpstarting your New Year's resolution is with the amazing keto powder. This substance helps you tap into many of the weight management benefits of being in ketosis, even without the need for extra carb restrictions or having to go through the infamous keto flu. I want you to try it as well and experience the amazing effects it had on me. Get a bag today for 51% off, plus receive several free bonuses before the New Year sales ends by going to ketowithx22.com. That's ketowithx22.com, or simply click the link in the description box down below and get ready to look your best this new year. Now, the deep state, the corrupt politicians, big tech, fake news, the puppet masters, they are being exposed every single day. Every time Elon puts out the Twitter files, he exposes a little bit more of what the deep state has been doing. And we can see that these are the agencies, the intelligence agencies within our government. They're the ones who are working against the American people. They're the ones who are trying to censor the American people. They're the ones who are trying to control the narrative. They're the ones who manipulated the elections. They're the ones who actually went ahead and manipulated and shaped the narrative for COVID, for the vaccines, for everything that we're seeing. And if you actually look at this, everything revolves around the same thing, the elections. Because what did they need to do? They needed to shape the entire conversation to cheat in the elections. They needed to release the pandemic to cheat in the elections. They needed to control social media platforms to cheat in the elections. Everything that they have done from the very, very beginning was to remove Trump any way they possibly can. And that's exactly what they tried to do. If you go back to Durham, this is exactly what he showed. Remember, Danchenko wasn't really on trial. It was really the FBI. The FBI was involved in using a fake dossier. They knowingly used it. They knew it was fake. They knew it wasn't corroborated. They knew all of this. But they decided to use it to get the FISAs anyhow. Really think about that. Then you find out the FBI was involved in taking control over the social media platforms. They hid the Hunter Biden laptop. They hid all the investigation. Actually, they did no investigation on anything. They're the ones who did all of this, if you really think about it. And yes, there were other agencies that were involved. We know the CIA was, the Department of Justice, DHS, and the rest. So all these agencies are all part of the swamp. And now they're being exposed and the people are waking up to understand, and they're starting to understand, wow, this infiltration is a lot worse than I ever thought. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is we can see the House vote is going up to the fourth vote right now. There might be a fifth. There might be a sixth. We'll have to see how this all plays out because they're going to go out throughout the day doing this. But Trump, he seemed like he flexed his muscles, letting everyone know, OK, listen, the establishment, you're not in control. I'm actually in control and I'm going to call it right now. And now watch what happens. Now, will this happen? We'll have to wait and see. But it seems that Trump, he's letting the establishment know that he is in control. They are not. Now, once again, when you look at McCarthy, yes, I know a lot of people don't like McCarthy. I don't like McCarthy either. But you need to come from the perspective of Trump. Trump endorsed McCarthy. You don't think he has leverage over McCarthy? You don't think he knows certain things about McCarthy? Remember, McCarthy met with Trump many different times. Everything that Trump does is actually calculated part of the plan. He doesn't just go willy-nilly and say, hey, I want McCarthy. I know he's part of the World Economic Forum. I know he's part of this. I know he must have leverage over him. He must have control over him, which means he has control over the establishment. So we'll have to see how this all plays out because it's going to be very interesting. And Trump, he's already let everyone know that, yes, let's just get this done and move on. I do believe Trump, he flexed his muscle. He showed the establishment who's in control. He has leverage over McCarthy. And I do believe now we're going to be moving forward. I do believe that this was a show because really think about it. Why would McCarthy sit there through three votes, now the fourth vote? Was someone telling him that I think this time you have it? I think this time you have it. Why would anyone sit through all of these votes? I mean, after the first two, you start to say, okay, people don't want me anymore. Why did he stay in the game? That is very interesting. But we'll have to see how this plays out and we'll have to see how this works out. And we'll be talking a little bit more about this a little bit later. Now, what's very interesting is we are now seeing that there are many reporters now bringing up questions about Joe Biden, Jim Biden, Hunter Biden, and their family business dealings. And remember, when we go back in time, what do we come to realize? That Joe Biden, Jen Psaki, the FBI, the fake news, everyone else, they all denied that Hunter Biden's laptop was real. They said it was Russian disinformation. They knowingly lied to the American public. They all knew that it was Hunter Biden's laptop. I mean, come on. Let's be realistic about this. He went into the computer shop. He signed the receipt. The computer shop owner had the receipt, showed everyone that, yes, it is Hunter Biden's laptop, gave it to the FBI. Rudy Giuliani had a copy of the hard drive. Everyone knew, and yes, his family members knew, Jen Psaki knew. They all knew that it was Hunter Biden's laptop. The FBI knew it was Hunter Biden's laptop. They all lied to the American people. And back then, they denied and denied and denied. Today, since now everyone knows it's Hunter Biden's laptop and they actually use this leverage to manipulate the elections, I'm talking about the FBI, the fake news and everyone else. Now the questions are coming up once again. What about the Hunter Biden laptop? What about Biden's business dealings? Because remember, Biden told everyone he knows nothing about the business dealings. RNC Research put this out and said, the House Oversight Committee is laying out the new investigation, and they claim to have evidence that Joe Biden lied to the American people about his involvement in his family business's schemes. Did he? And Green Jean-Pierre is refusing now to answer the question. Now, remember, if you go back in time, Jen Psaki was denying that this was Hunter Biden's laptop, denying that the president ever spoke to any of his business partners or had any dealings in the businesses. And now She's refusing to answer the question. So first it was a denial saying, no, that's not true. Now she won't answer the questions because it is true. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is there are many, many different articles, one coming out of the New York Post and many other sources. But the New York Post put this out and says the Department of Justice is refusing to turn over 400 docs that may show payoffs to Hunter, Jim Biden from Russia, China, and Ukraine. And Joe Biden knew about all of this. Colorado lawyer Kevin Evans is a Freedom of Information Act expert who sued to get the documents pertaining to any relationship, communication, gifts, and or remuneration in any form between the president's son Hunter or brother Jim and China, Russia, and Ukraine. Evans said the Department of Justice lawyers admitted that they had at least 400 potentially relevant documents, but now are trying to say that they don't confirm or deny it. Well, we know the old expression, the cover-up always seems to get you in the end. It actually shows that you committed the crime. And the evidence against Hunter and Joe Biden right now that's out in the public realm is voluminous. It's just unbelievable. So what else are they hiding? Well, it seems that Trump, he's kind of sending us a message here, because on Truth Social, Trump retruthed Biden docs that they're being hidden four times from four different sources. You think he's trying to let everyone know that there's a lot more information that they're not releasing? I do believe so. I think it's going to get a lot worse as time goes on. And I think Trump is letting us know, yeah, they got a lot. Do you think Trump has all this information? Of course he does. You think he declassified a lot of this information? I bet you he did. And now he's pushing and letting everyone know, yes, there is a lot more information against Joe Biden. And I do believe the House is going to start to break all of this down as we move forward. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is, and we can see that this is very similar to 1984, and actually very similar to the Dark Ages. Look at the other countries right now, how they're reacting to those individuals who are in a professional position, like a psychologist or a doctor. They are now trying to shut them up and rehabilitate them, retrain them. Actually, if you look at California right now, they have a law that they passed saying that any doctor that goes against the COVID narrative or vaccines, well, they're going to be punished for it. I mean, if you go back to the Dark Ages, remember Galileo back in 1633 when he said, hey, by the way, everyone, the earth revolves around the sun. Now, remember, the narrative back then was the sun revolves around the earth. And anyone that went against that narrative, well, they were fact checked. And those individuals, they were thrown in prison because they didn't agree with the narrative. We're starting to see that today. And they were thrown to prison, by the way, until they recanted their story. And they said, okay, no, you're right. You're right. It's the sun that revolves around the earth. Well, think about what's happening today and think about California, where they're telling the doctors right now, you cannot question anything that we say about the vaccine or COVID. If you do, we're going to punish you. Look out in Canada. I don't know if people know who Dr. Jordan Peterson is. He's all over YouTube. He's on TikTok and he's a psychologist and he goes up against the libs. He goes up against a lot of people. And he makes a lot of sense when he speaks, and a lot of people watch his videos. So this individual who's been speaking out against almost everything, Dr. Jordan Peters, well, it seems that he could be stripped of his license to practice psychology over his political posts on social media. The college has ordered Peterson to undergo mandatory retraining to modify his objectionable behavior. Dr. Jordan Peterson responded to all this and says, the Ontario College of Psychologists has demanded that I submit myself to mandatory social media communication retraining with their experts for, among other crimes, retweeting Pierre Poilievre and criticizing Justin Trudeau and his political allies. Mario Fratto on Twitter responded to this and said, retraining? Are they going 100% forward with the 1984 playbook, huh? Elon Musk responded and said, sounds like it. Dr. Jordan Peterson says, to clarify, it's been decided I either submit to social media communications retraining or face a disciplinary hearing and possible suspension of my clinical license and the right to represent myself as a psychologist. Elon Musk responded, says, please live stream this on Twitter Spaces. So look what they're doing right here. They're pushing people, scientists, psychologists, doctors, anyone that goes against the narrative, they're punishing these people. Is this based in science? Is this based in anything? Or is it dictatorship? Is it control of the narrative? That's exactly what we're seeing. And everything that's been dropping out of Twitter with the Twitter files, it shows here in the United States how they were controlling the narrative, how they control the way people see things. So if you get rid of the doctors, if you get rid of the psychologists, if you get rid of all those people that are countering the narrative, you only have the side of the deep state players. That's the only narrative that you see. And people think, whoa, if the majority thinks this way and there's no one countering it, it must be the right thing to do. Just like when they said, oh, you must get the vaccines. Thousands of people believed, I should say millions of people believed it, and they went along with it. Then there were other people that stood up and said, absolutely not. This is not right. And we're seeing exactly what they have done in the past and continue to do. Now, Matt Taibbi, he put this out on Twitter. It's another drop of the Twitter files, and we're going to go through the next drop tomorrow. But this is the first drop that he put out. This is on January 3rd, 2023. And it says, how Twitter let the intelligence community in. August 2017, when Facebook decided to suspend 300 accounts with the suspected Russian origin, Twitter wasn't worried. Its leaders were sure they didn't have a Russia problem. We did not see a big correlation. No larger patterns. Facebook may take action on hundreds of accounts, and we may take action on maybe 25 accounts. Keep the focus on Facebook. Twitter was so sure they had no Russia problem. Execs agreed the best PR strategy was to say nothing on record and quietly hurl reporters at Facebook. Twitter is not the focus of inquiry into Russia election meddling right now. The spotlight is on Facebook, wrote public policy VP Colin Crowell. In September 2017, after a cursory review, Twitter informed the Senate it suspended 22 possible Russian accounts and 179 others with possible links to those accounts amid a larger set of roughly 2,700 suspects manually examined. Receiving these meager results, a furious Senator Mark Warren of Virginia, ranking Democrat on the Intelligence Committee, held an immediate press conference to denounce Twitter's report as frankly inadequate on every level. Irony, mused Crabble the day after Warner's presser, after receiving an e-circular from Warner re-election campaign asking for $5 or whatever you can spare. Laugh out loud, replied General Counsel Sean Edgett. Keep producing material. After meeting with congressional leaders, Crowell wrote, Warner has political incentive to keep this issue at top of the news, maintain pressure on us and rest of industry to keep producing material for them. Taking their cues from Hillary Clinton, Crowell added, Dems were taking cues from Hillary Clinton, who that week said it's time for Twitter to stop dragging its heels and live up to the fact that its platform is being used as a tool for cyber warfare. In growing anxiety over its PR problems, Twitter formed a Russia task force to proactively self-investigate. The Russia task force started mainly with data shared from counterparts at Facebook, centered around accounts supposedly tied to Russia's Internet Research Agency, IRA, but the search for Russia was a dud. October 13, 2017, no evidence of coordinated approach. All of the accounts found seemed to be lone wolf type activity. Different timing, spend, targeting, less than 10,000 in ad spending. October 18, 2017. First round of RU investigation, 15 high-risk accounts, three of which have connections with Russia, although two are RT. October 20th, 2017. Built new version of the model that is lower precision but higher recall, which allows to catch more items. We aren't seeing substantially more suspicious accounts. We expect to find less than 20 with a small amount of spend. October 23rd, 2017. Finished with the investigation, 2,500 full manual account reviews. We think this is exhaustive. 32 suspicious accounts and only 17 of those are connected with Russia. Only two of those has significant spend, one of which is Russia Today, meaning less than 10,000 in spend. Twitter's search finding only two significant accounts, one of which is Russia Today, was based on the same data that later inspired panic headlines like Russia influence reached 126 million through Facebook alone. The failure of the Russia task force to produce material worsened the company's PR crisis. In the weeks after Warner's presser, a torrent of stories sourced to the Intel Committee poured into the news, an example being Politico's October 13th. Twitter deleted data potentially crucial to the Russia probes. Were Twitter a contractor for the FSB? They could not have built a more effective disinformation platform. Johns Hopkins professor and Intel committee expert Thomas Ridd told Politico. As Congress threatened costly legislation and Twitter began was subject to more bad press fueled by the committees, the company changed its tune about the smallness of its Russia problem. Hi, guys. Just passing along the awareness that the write-up here from the Washington Post today on potential legislation or new FEC regulations that may affect our political advertising, wrote Crowell. In Washington, weeks after the first briefing, Twitter leaders were told by Senate staff that Senator Warren feels like tech industry was in denial for months, added an Intel staffer, big interest in political article about deleted accounts. Twitter pledged to work with them on their desire to legislate. Knowing that our ads, policy, and product changes are an effort to anticipate congressional oversight, I wanted to share some relevant highlights of the legislation Senators Warner, Klobuchar, and McCain will be introducing, wrote Policy Director Carlos Manje soon after. Let's talk about being prepared. Friends, at any moment, somewhere around the world, the next shoe is going to drop and all hell's going to break loose. Are you ready? What if there are sudden food shortages that last for weeks or months? Do you have enough food on hand to feed your family when grocery store shelves are completely empty? If not, you need to prepare with preparewithx22.com. You'll find a special offer from My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest preparedness company with millions of families already protected. They're slashing $100 off their four-week emergency food kit, which is the minimum each member of your family should have. This kit provides delicious, easy-to-make breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks and snacks for 4 weeks per person. These 4 week food kits are in stock and ready to go. You're not only going to save $100, but your order ships fast and free and arrives in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to preparewithx22.com. Those who know what's coming are using today to prepare. Are you? Preparewithx22.com. Let's talk about our health. If you started to notice an increase in the appearance of wrinkles, fine lines, bags under your eyes, or other usual signs of aging, it might be more than just stress from the new year. Your collagen levels could be low. As you've gotten older, you may have also found that your nails are more brittle, your hair is thinner, and skin isn't as strong, which can all be related to declining collagen production. My skin has once again regained its youthful glow, hydration, and elasticity by taking multi-collagen. I want you to try it as well and experience the amazing effects it had on me. Get a bag for 51% off, plus receive several free bonuses before their new year sale ends by going to healthwithx22.com. That is healthwithx22.com. And get ready to look your best this new year. The committees appear to have leaked, even as Twitter prepared to change its ad policies and remove RT and Sputnik to placate Washington. Congress turned the heat up more, apparently leaking the larger base list of 2,700 accounts. Reporters from all over started to call Twitter about Russia links. BuzzFeed, working with the University of Sheffield, claimed to find a new network on Twitter that had close connections to Russia-linked bot accounts. It will only embolden them. Twitter internally did not want to endorse the BuzzFeed Sheffield findings. Senate Intel Committees is asking possible to whip something together. Still, when the BuzzFeed piece came out, the Senate asked for a write-up of what happened. Twitter was soon apologizing for the same accounts they initially told the Senate were not a problem. Reporters now know this is a model that works. This cycle threatened legislation wedded to scare headlines pushed by congressional intel sources, followed by Twitter caving to moderation asks, would later be formalized in partnership with federal law enforcement. Twitter soon settled on its future posture. In public, it removed content at our sole discretion. Privately, they would off-board anything identified by the U.S. intelligence community as a state-sponsored entity conducting cyber operations. Twitter let the USIC into its moderation process. It would not leave, wrote Crowell in an email to the company's leaders. We will not be reverting to the status quo. So basically, the intelligence community, they actually forced themselves into Twitter to take over the moderation process, to censor people. And it was all a complete and utter setup. Think about what they've done here. Now, when we look at the next drop, which we'll be talking about tomorrow, here's a little preview, and this is part 27 of the next drop. It says they also received an astonishing variety of requests from officials asking for individuals they didn't like to be banned. Here, the Office of Democrat and House Intel Committee Chief Adam Schiff asked Twitter to ban journalist Paul Sperry. So here we have Adam Schiff's department specifically asking Twitter to ban someone. Carrie Lake put this out and said, Adam Schiff was asking the old Twitter to do such terrible anti-American things that even the old Twitter wouldn't agree to do them. That's how unethical and anti-American Adam Shifty Schiff is. And she's absolutely right. But look what the government, when I say the government, I'm talking about the deep state players. Remember, these people that are working in the government, they're part of the swamp. They're part of the system. They are not working for we the people. They're actually working against we the people. They're doing the opposite because they're really working for the puppet masters. But they are now taking this to the next level. Christopher Rufo put this out on Twitter. He said, the federal government is now funding an initiative to train AI to censor social media content. The NSF-backed program promises to detect and intervene in cases of gendered microaggressions, dehumanizing metaphors, and disguised toxicity. Get ready. Woke AI is coming. And remember, it's not just going to be woke AI. It's going to be about everything else. Anything that has to do with COVID, climate change, the central bank digital currency, you name it. They're going to use AI to try to censor people all over the place. Now, once again, do you think the platforms that they don't control, you think they're going to go along with this? Absolutely not. Now, they might release this AI that might report certain people and certain information to the owners of the platform, but the owners of the platform, they would have to do something to actually ban the people. Now, they might set up these AIs to say misinformation, disinformation, and they might be hitting the platforms over and over and over when these platforms, the owners might say, okay, enough is enough. This person, we need to look at it, and maybe they are saying something that's not right, and maybe certain platforms will take people down. We'll have to see how this plays out, but I don't think that the platforms like Rumble and True Social and Twitter right now are going to fall for that, because think about all the information that's coming out right now. The information that's coming out, it's showing that the swamp creatures, the agencies, the intelligence community, they are working to violate everyone's rights in this country. They have violated the Constitution. And remember, all of this is leading to one thing. They controlled the narrative. They manipulated the elections. They released the pandemic. They controlled the discussion of the pandemic. They convinced the people that they needed a vaccine. They are all responsible for all of this. And all of this was done to get rid of Trump, if you really think about it. And yes, they used other agendas because of what they were doing to push other agendas. And if you look at it, when the pandemic was released, we know they released it to gain control, to change the rules, to manipulate the elections, to get rid of Trump. And yes, we had the World Economic Forum, the private central bank. They thought this was the great opportunity. They were in complete and utter control to actually bring us into the Great Reset, the Green New Deal. But once again, it didn't work. I do believe Trump and the Patriots, they knew the playbook. They knew exactly what they were going to do. And the only way to show the people is to actually have them experience everything, because it wouldn't be believable. Back in 2018 or 2019, if anyone came up to you on the street and said, listen, there's going to be a pandemic that's going to be released. And by the way, you're never going to believe this. You're going to have to stand 6 feet apart. You're going to have to wear a mask. No one's going to go to work. Everything's going to be shut down. You're going to see yellow tape all over the parks where kids can't play in. No one's going to go to school. Everyone's going to do a video. And it's not just going to be here in the United States. It's going to be worldwide. And they're telling us that there's going to be no vaccine for 10 years. So for 10 years, we're going to have to stay inside and just suffer. If anyone said that to you back in 2018 or 2019, you would look at them and say, you're absolutely crazy. What is wrong with you? Do you really think something like that can happen? Do you really think the world is going to shut down? That's crazy talk. But as people experienced it, as people lived through it, now they know. And as they see, as time passes, as they see what these people have done, now they know. You see, you can't tell people. You have to show them. They have to experience it. Just like what's going on with gun control. A lot of people pass this off like, it's not that big of a deal. We shouldn't have guns anyhow. No, gun control is a very, very big deal. Why do you think the founding fathers put the Second Amendment there? It had nothing to do with hunting. It had to do with protecting we the people from a tyrannical government. It protects we the people in when the government swears to protect and uphold the Constitution. Yes, we can use words. Yes, we can talk to them. But when they start to use force, we have the right then to defend ourselves. This is why our founding fathers put this in the Constitution. This is why it's the second right to bear arms. And they didn't use carry muskets. They didn't say you can have your musket to use to hunt. They used the word bear on purpose. They use the word arms on purpose. Arms mean ammunition. Arms means any weapon that the military has. Bear means to carry. You can carry this weapon anywhere you want. And they actually say, shall not be infringed upon. They did that on purpose because they knew a tyrannical government, a tyrannical dictatorship would come after the weapons. That's the first thing they go after. They go after the weapons because they know if they can disarm the people, they have complete and utter control. Just go back in time. Go back in time. The people, the serfs, did they have weapons? No, they had pitchforks. But did they have the swords? Did they have the bow and arrows? Did they have the equipment that the armed forces of the day had? No, they didn't. And the tyrannical government, they know that they need to get the weapons away from the people because they can't control a population where the population has millions and millions of weapons, where you have so many people that can fight against them. Remember, there's not many of them, but there's a lot of us. And it was put there to defend and to protect the Constitution. But you can see what these people are trying to do, and this is all part of the 16-year plan. They need to get the weapons away. And actually, when you look at California, it's very interesting when we were told to look at California, because when you look at California, they're doing everything the 16-year plan says. It's very interesting. California is now planning a gun microstamp database. Attorney General Rob Bonta, along with California Department of Justice, is proposing an additional rule to bolster the use of microstamping. The new rule proposes that the unique microstamp of every handgun in California be kept as a record with the Department of Justice to identify firearms used in criminal activity. Now, do you really think the criminals are going to be using this weapon that has a microstamp? I mean, really think about this. Where do you think they get their weapons? They get it on the black market. Now, once again, when you look at California, they are doing everything that the deep state wants them to do. They're passing all the laws. They're doing everything. And this is why we need to continue to watch California, because that's what they want America to look like. Why do you think people are moving out of California? The people are not agreeing with this. The people are struggling in California, and it's getting worse and worse every single day. Now, since we're talking about weapons, it seems that the Republican-controlled House, they have taken down the metal detectors that Nancy Pelosi put up to keep everyone afraid that, ooh, gunmen are going to come in. They're going to, you know, shoot us all up. It's ridiculous. And this is the fear they continue to do. Now, the other thing that we've been talking about is how the intelligence community, along with corporations, with the fake news, with Hollywood and the rest, you can see the infiltration from within. And you can see how the brainwashing is working. And actually, Eric Tilton, who is Cognitive Carbon, on Twitter put this out. And his first tweet says the following: do you notice the Ukrainian flag color scheme that advertisers on Twitter are now using? Do you suppose the people being exploited by this subliminal marketing are aware of it? And then he says, how to market a war. And when you look, you can see they're using the same Ukrainian color scheme to market all different things. This is how they brainwash the public over and over and over. And actually, if you look at it, you can see if you just turn on the radio, you turn on TV during COVID, all you heard was get your vaccine. Then you heard everything about Ukraine. They keep repeating the message. Same thing with Fox News. Same thing with CNN, MSNBC. They keep repeating the same things to brainwash you. Then you have all the local TV networks doing the same thing, where they continually brainwash the people over and over and over. This is how their system works. They write a script. It drops at 4 a.m. Everyone picks up the script, and they repeat the same message over and over and over. But the people, they're not paying attention anymore. They're waking up. See, once you're awake and you start to look at this, you could see it very, very clearly. It's almost like the Matrix. When you're in the Matrix and you're walking amongst the people, you can't really tell what the Matrix really is. You see everyday people walking around. You see yourself going about your daily life. You don't notice anything. When you're out of the Matrix and you wake up and you look into the Matrix, you can see the code. You can see what it really is. It's a simulation. It's made up. It's brainwashing. It's everything that we've been talking about. And I think the people, as they're waking up, they're starting to realize what's really happening. And once you're awake, you can't think and you can't see anything that they're doing any other way. All you see is their agenda. All you see is their brainwashing. Now, what's very interesting is we can see the pandemic didn't go the way the deep state players, the World Economic Forum, Big Pharma, the way they thought it was going to go. They thought they had it all done and said. They thought everyone was going to get vaccinated. Everything was going to be shut down for many, many years. And they thought they had it. But it didn't work out. Trump countered all of it. The country started to open up. And all those vaccine passports and all the camps, all that didn't work out the way they thought it was going to work out. They thought they had complete and utter control. And what happened was, here in the United States, because of the Constitution, everything that they were trying to put into place was deemed unconstitutional. And you can see certain governors, certain mayors, the resident, they were actually put in the spotlight because everything that they were trying to push was actually reversed. And the people won out. And it shows the people their true agenda, how they were dictators and how they were forcing people to do something that they didn't want to do. And now we're starting to see it, especially with what happened with the NFL. And of course, the fake news is all over the place trying to tell everyone that has nothing to do with vaccines. But look what Biden has done. They have quietly extended the COVID vaccination mandate for non-citizen international arrivals through April 10, 2023, per emergency amendment. So the U.S. is one of the few countries in the world that still requires non-citizens to be vaccinated against COVID upon international entry. Let's talk about protecting our wealth. Noble Gold Investments is pleased to let you know that gold is the best investment class for 2022. According to longtermtrends.net, gold has actually outperformed the S&P 500, Dow, and Bitcoin for 2022. So what are you waiting for? Open a gold IRA or a silver RRA with Noble Gold Investments this month and receive a free quarter ounce American Gold Eagle coin with every qualified RRA of $50,000. Can't go wrong with Noble Gold Investments and their thousands of five-star reviews. To get started, go to x22gold.com. That is x22gold.com. Remember, there's always a risk of loss and past performance is not indicative of future results. Let's talk about our health. A recent survey reveals that if your New Year resolutions revolve around weight loss, half of all Americans are with you. One of the easiest ways I recommend jumpstarting your New Year's resolution is with the amazing keto powder. This substance helps you tap into many of the weight management benefits of being in ketosis, even without the need for extra carb restrictions or having to go through the infamous keto flu. I want you to try it as well and experience the amazing effects it had on me. Get a bag today for 51% off, plus receive several free bonuses before the New Year sales ends by going to ketowithx22.com. That's ketowithx22.com, or simply click the link in the description box down below and get ready to look your best this new year. So the question is, what about the illegals? Colonel Towner Watkins put this out on True Social and said, just for posterity, the U.S. government requires a person paying to visit the U.S. have a vax to fly or arrive by foreign ship, but illegals are welcomed in, given interior transportation of choice, fed, medical paid, educated for free, and give welfare. Isn't that interesting? And Biden is upping the fees for those people that entering the country legally, so they can pay for the illegals. Really think about that for a second. But if we look at what happened with the NFL, we can see that the fake news is all out there trying to stop or control the narrative that this has to do with the vaccine. And I think a lot of people are starting to realize and people are starting to wake up that, yes, there is a problem here. Millions and millions of people have seen this. It has gone viral all over the place. People are talking about this. And when you start to look at it, you start to question everything. Now, remember, they don't like questions. They don't like people questioning anything about the vaccine. Why do you think California implemented that law? But when you look at this, you can see 1.7 million NFL hits in the last 50 years. Why have we never seen an arrhythmia, cardiac arrest, before? Something doesn't make sense. Dr. Simone Gold put this out on Twitter. She says, as an experienced emergency physician, I want to remind the public that athletes being incapacitated or dropping dead was not a thing prior to 2020. We are now seeing this happen very frequently, and it is extremely concerning. From January 2021 to present, 1,101 athletes died from cardiac arrest. Over a prior 38 years, 1966 to 2004, 1,100 athletes under the age of 35 died due to various heart conditions. The same number of athletes died in the last 2 years as compared to the prior 38 years. Does that tell you everything you need to know? There is a problem. And I do believe the players are going to start to speak out about this. Now, really think about this, because this is how it starts. Because we're seeing it on the soccer field. We're seeing other individuals, young people, just dying of heart attacks. We know that the Florida Surgeon General did a study, and it shows that, yes, young people have myocarditis, those people that have been vaccinated. And now we're starting to see all these people die suddenly. And the fake news is running cover for Big Pharma. They're trying to control the narrative, keep everyone from thinking that it's the vaccine. But as more and more evidence comes out, more and more people are going to start to realize there's a problem. Big Pharma right now is in trouble. All these companies, all these sports organizations that forced people to get something that wasn't tested, they didn't know the long-term effects, and they forced them to get it because they blackmailed them, they threatened them, saying, if you don't get it, you're fired, you can't play, you can't work. This is going to be Nuremberg 2.0 in the end, because remember, this drug is not an FDA-approved drug. It's an experimental drug that they were pushing on the people. And Pfizer wanted to hide the results for something like 75 years until a judge says you must release this information. And now we're seeing the ramifications, and now we're seeing the results of what this drug actually does. We shouldn't even call it a vaccine. It's a terrible drug. And now, from the Pfizer representative, we know it doesn't stop transmission. We know it doesn't stop you from keeping you from getting COVID. We know that the healthy people had a survival rate of 99.9x. We know that those people who get this drug, they continually have COVID. And it mutates and it gets worse and worse compared to the unvaccinated. This is a death blow to the pharmaceutical industry. And this is going to get a lot worse for them as time goes on. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is we can see that the January 6th committee, the Unselect Committee, they never found anything. It was all propaganda. And how do we know it was all propaganda? How do we know that they completely made this up? Well, if you look back in time, every time the deep state doesn't want people to find out the truth, what do? They seal the evidence. Oh, we got to seal the stuff from 9/11. Oh, we got to seal the stuff from Kennedy. And now we have Nancy Pelosi, Liz Cheney, and the Democrats. They locked up important videos, documents from the January 6th committee that they collected from the American public for 30 to 50 years after they shut down their fake investigation. So now the House, they need to go in and they need to gain access to all this information. Why in the world would this investigative body who was investigating January 6th, which they really didn't do, it was a stunt, it was a political stunt to get Trump, why would they lock up all this vital information and keep it from the American public? Because this is what dictators do. They hide the real evidence. They hide the incriminating evidence that shows that, yeah, they were involved in this. Yeah, they knew what was going on. It wasn't an insurrection. They actually caused the insurrection. The insurrection was on November 3rd. This was the cover-up, and they're hiding the information from the cover-up. And guess what? The cover-up always gets you. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is we see the Arizona Court of Appeals, they have reserved time for conference and possible oral arguments in Kerry Lake's historical election lawsuit. And it seems that they're going to be holding this on January 24th, where she will be able to present the case and maybe have the Arizona Supreme Court hear the case. Kerry Lake put this out on Twitter. She said, "It's going there anyway. Arizona Supreme Court may accept Kerry Lake's appeal, bypassing appeals court." And she's absolutely right. So once again, they're going to hear the argument on January 24th. We'll have to see how this all plays out once this happens. Now, again, she can continually appeal all the way up to the Supreme Court. And I do believe she's going to continue to do this if she doesn't get what she needs. Because once again, these individuals who were on the stand, they admitted there was no chain of custody and they perjured themselves in front of America. It's absolutely unbelievable. But on the other case, we have Ruby Freeman. Trump on True Social put out all the recordings that Ruby Freeman made, where actually the police, the body cam, was recording her. And basically, the entire election in Georgia was a complete and utter fraud. This is what he put out. He said, "The Ruby Freeman tapes that I put up on True Social are amazing. Now they have been heard and seen all over America, together with the actual act of stuffing the ballot boxes with far more votes than needed for me and Senator Perdue to win Georgia. At first, she thought that they had been caught. got very nervous and wanted to spill the beans on everyone. Then the Secretary of State, GBI, FBI, calmed her down, helped clean her social media, took her away for 2 months. She then changed her story. Don't forget that Ruby Freeman, her daughter, and all others were rushed out of the voter count room in Georgia because of a big water main break. Like everything else, it was fake. There was no water main break. Ruby's group only soon came back into the room with no security or vote watchers, grabbed the thousands and thousands of ballots hidden under a cloth skirted table, and began putting them into stuffing the machines. All caught on tape, and so obviously wrong. They can't explain. Remember, we saw this on videotape. We knew exactly what they were doing. There were ballots under the table, and when the police came to her door, she thought she was caught. She started to spill the beans, and now the recordings show this. Isn't that interesting? The timing is very interesting, and it's amazing that there are these recordings of her admitting this, that yes, the whole thing was a fraud. This is how we got the votes. She just admitted exactly what they did here. Now, once again, the same thing's happening out in Arizona. Everyone's starting to see the pattern now. They're getting caught up in their lies. And now it's being exposed. And now they're just lying on the stand when they're under oath. Isn't this amazing? Now, in regards to what's happening out in the House, we can see now that the Republican Party, they are not going for McCarthy. They're putting a lot of pressure on him. He's up to the fifth vote now because, once again, he lost the fifth vote. So think about it. This individual is sticking around for now the fifth vote. So he's lost four. He's going on to the fifth. And we can see that the establishment is having a very difficult time. Change is sometimes difficult. Now, what will McCarthy do? Now, Trump saying, yes, I endorse him. I do believe Trump has leverage over him. I do believe that he can control the situation and is actually showing the establishment, look how much control we have over you. You're not just going to put someone in there just because it's like the good old days. It's going to be difficult for you. Now, once again, there are other individuals that they are nominating, and those individuals aren't getting the number of votes that they need. Still, McCarthy is still getting the majority of the votes. But once again, is this Trump flexing his muscle, showing the establishment, I'm in control of the situation, and when it's time, I will allow the votes to go through? Maybe, maybe not. But before I get to Trump's truth, let me read Blueprint on True Social. He said, only twice in U.S. history has the House Speaker been elected after multiple ballots. 1923, Speaker elected on the ninth ballot, 100-year delta. 1862, Speaker elected on the 60th ballot after 2 months, 161-year delta. This is what Trump put out yesterday. There is so much unnecessary turmoil in the Republican Party, in large part due to the people like the old broken crow, Mitch McConnell, his wife, Coco Chow, who is a sellout to China and their rhino allies, who makes it difficult for everyone else by constantly capitulating to hopeless Joe Biden and the Democrats. The $1.7 trillion Green New Deal booster that McConnell and the rhinos handed to the Dems last week was a real downer and embarrassment to Republicans. Rich Barris put this out and said, McCarthy has known for a month that he didn't have and likely would not ever get these votes. Threatening people at the final hour is not a way to earn trust from people you already screwed over and stabbed in the back. Trump, Jordan, many others tried to help. He didn't close. Kevin Roberts put this out on Twitter and said, the Washington establishment hates today's House proceedings because it's precisely the kind of disruption that threatens their grip on power. We need more of this if we want to reestablish regular order in Congress and self-governance. Remember, throughout history, everything went very, very smoothly. And the establishment thought, look, we're in complete and utter control. We have no problems. Here, there's a problem. There are certain Republicans that are not giving up. They're pushing back, and they're pushing back very, very hard. Now, it's very interesting that McCarthy agreed and called for three votes, actually now four votes, knowing that the other votes, he didn't have the majority. And actually, each time, different people were nominated. First, it was Jim Jordan and also Scalise. Then they have this other individual that was nominated, Byron Donalds. And each time, McCarthy is not getting the votes. So he knows he's not getting the votes. He knows that it's not working, but he's staying in there. Why would this happen? Because did someone tell him to stay there? Did someone convince him that he had the votes? Was this for the world to see? It's starting to seem that way. Trump, he put this out on True Social. He said the following: some really good conversations took place last night, and it's now time for all our great Republican House members to vote for Kevin. Close the deal, take the victory, and watch crazy Nancy Pelosi fly back home to a very broken California, the only speaker in U.S. history to have lost the House twice. Republicans, do not turn a great triumph into a giant embarrassing defeat. It's time to celebrate. You deserve it. Kevin McCarthy will do a good job and maybe even a great job. Just watch. Then he said, if Republicans are going to fight, we ought to be fighting Mitch McConnell and his domineering China-loving boss, I mean wife, Coco Chow. The harm they have done to the Republican Party is incalculable. Today, he couldn't be elected dog catcher in Kentucky. Sadly, he only won because of my endorsement went up 21 points. Sorry. Trump said, take the victory and run. So was Trump showing the establishment that he's in control? Was he showing them, listen, I can stop this, and when I say it's okay, then McCarthy will win? I mean, we all know that McCarthy is compromised. I do believe Trump knows this. I do believe Trump has leverage over McCarthy, because he wouldn't pick McCarthy. He's not stupid. He knows the game. He knows what's going on. If we know it, he knows it. So is this a power play? Remember, he also truthed out something about a party split. He's also looking at the rhinos. Remember, Republicans, they're not all together. There's the establishment, and then there's the patriots. There's a division within the Republican Party. The D's, that's a completely separate issue here. They've committed crimes like we've never seen before. And yes, the rhinos have also committed crimes like we've never seen before. But once again, they never really accepted Trump. They actually fought against Trump during the elections, during the midterms. They didn't want Trump because they don't think of him as part of the establishment. He's an outsider. So is Trump right now flexing his muscles? Is Trump showing McConnell right now, you're not in charge, I'm in charge? Yes, you would like your buddy McCarthy in there. Yes, you would like this to be easy, but it's not going to be easy. And if you really notice what's happening here, a lot of attention is being brought to the House. A lot of attention is being brought to the Speaker of the House. And a lot of people are now starting to watch this very carefully. Well, really think about what's going to happen in the House. Aren't they going to run investigations? Aren't they going to start to produce certain information once the Speaker is elected? Will the country be focused on the House? Is this to bring attention to the House for all this information that's going to be pouring out? I do believe so. We'll have to see how this all plays out. But one thing for sure, we know that Trump, the Patriots, they're in complete and utter control. Every move they make is part of the plan. Every move they make is to bring us that much closer to exposing everything these criminals have done. Think about Trump's taxes. Yes, it took a very long time, but Trump got what he needed. At the exact moment the House is going to start the investigation, at the exact moment that the House was elected in during the midterms. Don't you find that very interesting? Because now the House, as they're doing the investigations, they can order the taxes. Think about it. If they didn't have that ruling by the Supreme Court, would they be able to get all the information they needed to prove that he was money laundering, that to prove that he was taking money from foreign governments? Think about what Trump did, and look how long it took to just get this and have it done at the right moment. Is this a coincidence? I think not. Because now the House, through their investigation, yes, they can look at all the different countries, they can look at the corporations, but now they can get the meat and potatoes from the corporations, from the foundations, from the institutes, from their family members, and actually build a case to show exactly what they did and actually show the American people, not by guessing, by showing their returns, their real returns. I'm not talking about the fake ones that they produce. I'm talking about the other returns. Look what has been done. And now the focus is on the House. Is Trump flexing his muscles? Oh, I think so. I think this is all part of the plan. The Patriots are in full control. Listen, everyone, thanks a lot for listening. Be well, be safe, and especially be prepared. Thanks a lot. Let's talk about being prepared. Friends, at any moment, somewhere around the world, the next shoe is going to drop and all hell's going to break loose. Are you ready? What if there are sudden food shortages that last for weeks or months? Do you have enough food on hand to feed your family when grocery store shelves are completely empty? If not, you need to prepare with preparewithx22.com. You'll find a special offer from My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest preparedness company with millions of families already protected. They're slashing $100 off their four-week emergency food kit, which is the minimum each member of your family should have. This kit provides delicious, easy-to-make breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, and snacks for 4 weeks per person. These four-week food kits are in stock and ready to go. You're not only going to save $100, but your order ships fast and free and arrives in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to preparewithx22.com. Those who know what's coming are using today to prepare. Are you? Prepare with x22.com. Let's talk about our health. If you started to notice an increase in the appearance of wrinkles, fine lines, bags under your eyes, or other usual signs of aging, it might be more than just stress from the new year. Your collagen levels could be low. As you've gotten older, you may have also found that your nails are more brittle, your hair is thinner, and skin isn't as strong, which can all be related to declining collagen production. My skin has once again regained its youthful glow, hydration, and elasticity by taking multi-collagen. I want you to try it as well and experience the amazing effects it had on me. Get a bag for 51% off, plus receive several free bonuses before their new year sale ends by going to healthwithx22.com. That is healthwithx22.com. And get ready to look your best this new year. Let's talk about protecting our wealth. Noble Gold Investments is pleased to let you know that gold is the best investment class for 2022. According to longtermtrends.net, gold has actually outperformed the S&P 500, Dow, and Bitcoin for 2022. So what are you waiting for? Open a gold IRA or a silver IRA with Noble Gold Investments this month and receive a free quarter ounce American Gold Eagle coin with every qualified IRA of $50,000. Can't go wrong with Noble Gold Investments and their thousands of five-star reviews. To get started, go to x22gold.com. That is x22gold.com. Remember, there's always a risk. Risk of loss and past performance is not indicative of future results. Let's talk about our health. A recent survey reveals that if your New Year resolutions revolve around weight loss, half of all Americans are with you. One of the easiest ways I recommend jumpstarting your New Year's resolution is with the amazing keto powder. This substance helps you tap into many of the weight management benefits of being in ketosis, even without the need for extra carb restrictions or having to go through the infamous keto flu. I want you to try it as well and experience the amazing effects it had on me. Get a bag today for 51% off, plus receive several free bonuses before the New Year sales ends by going to ketowithx22.com. That's ketowithx22.com, or simply click the link in the description box down below and get ready to look your best this new year.